Hi, I'm pianist Lara Downs, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
My name is Terry Rauschenbach.
I'm Jeremy Bryant.
I'm Nathan Page.
I'm Nicholas Dower.
I'm Stephanie McGarra.
And we're the YWIS Brass Quintet. And you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, YWIS Low Brass. We would love to hear you on the show. You can find sheet music, everything you need, at kidscommute.org. Happy Friday, kids commuters. I hope you've been enjoying Old American Songs Week. We have one more very catchy Old American song for you today. And it is catchy and fun to listen to, but also has a sticky history. The song today is one that you might have even sung in music class in school. It's called Ching-a-ring Chaw. Now, here is the uncomfortable or sticky part of this conversation. Ching-a-ring Chaw was originally a minstrel song. But Aaron Copland went and rewrote the lyrics. He was very specific. He liked the rhythm and the melody. He thought it was super catchy. But he said specifically, I did not want to take any chance of it being construed as racist. Remember, the song originally came from minstrel shows, and as we discussed last week, minstrel shows were very mean and racist productions that made fun of all different ethnic types, but mostly African Americans. Now, does that mean that the music wasn't catchy? No, it doesn't. But we do have to face the fact that this music came from a hurtful source. But here's something we can take away from this week. Aaron Copland used his creativity to take something that existed before that was ugly originally and turned it into something beautiful. For instance, he took that really racist song Long Time Ago and turned it into a beautiful love song. He used his power as an artist to turn something painful into something wonderful. And maybe this is something we can think about. We can acknowledge the bad parts of our history, but we can use our own creative energy to make something new and better out of it. Like Aaron Copland did here as he plays the piano with William Warfield singing Ching-a-ring Chaw.
Ching-a-ring-a-ring-ching-ching, ho-a-ding-a-ding-cum-lucky, ching-a-ring-a-ring-ching-ching, ho-a-ding-cum-lucky. Brothers, gather round, listen to this story about the promised land and the promised glory. You don't need to fear if you have no money. You don't need none there to buy you milk and honey. There you ride in style, coach with four white horses. There the evening meal has one, two, three, four courses. Ching ring ring ching ting ring ting ho a ding a ding cum lucky. Ching ring ring ting ho a ding cum lucky. Nights we all will dance to the harp and fiddle, waltz and jig and prance, cast off down the middle. When the morning come, all in grand and splendor, stand out in the sun and hear the holy thunder. Brothers, hear me out, the promised lands are coming, dance and sing and shout, I hear them harps are strumming. Ching-a-ring-a-ching-ching, ching-a-ring-a-ching-ching, ching-a-ching-ching-a-ching, ching-a-ching-ching-ching, ching-a-ring-a-ching-ching, ching-a-ring-a-ching-ching, ching-a-ring-a-ching-ring-a-ring-ching-ching-ching, choo!
I love William Warfield. That was Ching-a-ring Chaw from the second book of Old American Songs by Aaron Copland, with the composer at the piano, sung by the great bass baritone William Warfield. I hope you've enjoyed listening to William Warfield sing the last 10 songs on IPR's Kids Commute. If you can find any other recordings from him, please do look him up. He is a national treasure. Now, kids commuters, let's answer this Quizlet. All week we have been asking you, what was Michigan's first state park? And I want to congratulate some Quizlet aces. We've got Leah from Buckley, Kirsten from Merritt, Fulton in Traverse City, and Parker and Dorothy all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. They've all gotten the answer right, but there are two correct answers. We're going to explain why right now. The answer that we're going for this week, or the one we were going for primarily, is Mackinac Island. Other fun facts, about 7,000 people live on the island during the summer, but only 400 to 500 people live there during the winter. It also has its own K-12 school with about 80 students. The average number of students in a class is about 6. Now, some of you wrote to us and said that the answer was Interlaken State Park. And we might have even told you in the beginning that that was incorrect, but we were incorrect about that. These are both the right answer. Here's why. Interlaken State Park was purchased in 1917. It was transferred to the Michigan State Park Commission in 1920. That's officially considered Michigan's first state park. However, 25 years before that, before the State Park Commission even existed, the federal government gifted the Mackinac Island property it owned to the state in 1895, only it was under the Mackinac State Park Commission. So because Mackinac Island's under the Mackinac State Park Commission and Interlaken State Park is under the Michigan State Park Commission, there are two correct answers to that question. And we threw out prize packs and shout outs for everybody who guessed either. So great job to all of our Quizlet aces this week. We will have a brand new Quizlet for you next week, and you're all entered to win our monthly grand prize of 50 packets of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. Visit our website, kidscommute.org. Today we'll have the updated Maya mix on this week's post for you, so you can hear all 10 old American songs in one Spotify playlist in one spot on the website, on our post for this week at kidscommute.org. That's it for Old American Songs Week Part 2 on Kids Commute. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Tony Biro is our producer. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. See you next week.
Interlaken Public Radio.
Interlaken Public Radio.